Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
5 minutes breaking down the state of college football. It's time for Take 5 with The Drive on 96.5 The Fan.
Let's head to Manhattan, Kansas to be joined by Tim Fitzgerald. He is with Go Power Cat. There's only one local team that has lived up to the expectations this year, and it is the K-State Wildcats. Tim, how you doing, my man?
I'm good, my friend. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Tim, we have seen a lot of growth from Avery Johnson from game one to now. Where have you seen the greatest, I guess, room for growth in his game over the course of the last 2 months or so?
Boy, I tell you what, you can go back to the start of the season and see how really uncomfortable, but just not quite able to pass from a pocket. He's never really done that. He's always passed on the move or once in a while pass the pocket, but not stand there and trust his line and do all those things, move around inside the pocket before escaping. Boy, over the last 4, 5, 6 weeks, he's really learned how to do that. You go back a week ago at West Virginia, he was unable to run the ball. West Virginia did a great job stopping the running game because it was less dangerous with Avery off the table. And instead, he threw for almost 300 yards and 3 touchdowns. So that is a huge sign of progress. And we still haven't seen him play his complete game. Pretty close to Colorado. But he still is a little bit dinged up from Colorado. We didn't see him run much last week. I don't think we'll see a ton of that at Houston because then that gets him into an off week to heal up. And I think after that, we're really going to see him take his game to another level.
Tim, I love it when a plan comes together. I thought that this team could be one of the better rushing teams in the Big 12, just given all of the weapons. Giddens is one of the best backs in the country. I actually think he's a little bit underrated nationally. You look at Avery Johnson and his rush ability and Dylan Edwards. Every time he's got the ball, he's been pretty explosive for this team. This is the same K-State team that I feel like I've seen my whole life. They are well coached. They can run the football. They play just enough defense, and they can beat just about anybody in the conference.
Yeah, you're exactly right. I don't know if you could have hired a better person to replace Bill Snyder than what Chris Kleiman's done. It could be because they go about the game of football in very similar ways. Now, how they get there with their coaching and handling of players might be different. Recruiting might be different. But the actual construction of the program and what they want to do on game day is so similar. Very traditional values as a coach in terms of running the ball first and stopping the run, and he executes those things. He develops players at an extremely high level, which you have to do if you're at a Kansas State or a Kansas or an Iowa State. You've got to be a developmental program.
Right now we're talking to Tim Fitzgerald, learning a little bit more about the Wildcats as they head into their final month of the regular season. They've got a road game against Houston, Arizona State, Cincinnati. Both of those games are at home, and they go on the road to play Iowa State. Now, Tim, I don't mean to put any pressure on the Wildcats, but there is absolutely no reason for this team not to be 10-1 heading to Ames coming up in 3 weeks.
I agree, but we also have to recognize that those Arizona State and Cincinnati games look a little bit different now that we're actually playing football and see that they're pretty good teams. And what's really interesting is how the Big 12's boiled out and been so wild has been to the detriment of Kansas State's schedule because they're running the gauntlet in this conference. Aside from those two games that we thought would be easy W's and aren't, they're playing Colorado, BYU, and Iowa State all on the road. And those three teams only play K-State among that group of four. So they're going up against every test possible in this version of the Big 12. And if they can win out, it'll be quite a compliment.
Tim, this is how I would rank the Big 12. I think that BYU is the best team. I actually think K-State's better than Iowa State. So I'd have K-State second, Iowa State third, Colorado fourth. How do you look at the top half of the Big 12?
I wouldn't disagree with that, but I would probably still put Iowa State there until they prove otherwise. But you can also look at their schedule and say, well, they've avoided a lot of trouble this season, including playing Kansas coming up here pretty soon. Who would have thought that Kansas would be in the situation they are? But I'm telling you what, that KU team was good last Saturday, and they were good the Saturday before. So maybe they found something. If they clean up the turnovers, they're going to be good. So you know, maybe Iowa State won't have an easy road to being undefeated after 11 games, but that doesn't really matter for K-State. They've got a loss in the conference, so they need to go win that game no matter what. And, you know, they need to win out. That's probably their only path to be safe with, unless they get a lot of help to get to the Big 12 championship game, and they're capable of that.
Tim, how are they going to do this thing? So I guess let's play this out. Let's say that BYU goes undefeated in Big 12 play. And let's say that Iowa State, K-State, and Colorado all have a loss in the league. How are we going to figure out what team plays BYU for the Big 12 championship?
Well, K-State would have the tiebreaker because they would have beaten both the other teams in that situation. Now, what really becomes curious to me, Carrington, is let's say all four of those teams went out until K-State plays Iowa State. And, you know, it doesn't even matter what happens with K-State. The loser of the game will be sitting there. If it's Iowa State 11-1, they're not playing in the conference title. Their record's set. And you got Colorado over there at 10-2. That I got to be honest, the team I saw when K-State played out there was a really good football team. They are turning the corner. And it's going to be interesting, the committee, what they're going to do with the Big 12. A champion will go. What if K-State wins? And now BYU's 12-1. I mean, they're going to have some teams that's going to be awfully hard to just eliminate, but I know it'll happen.
Yeah, I think the question, and Rob and I have been debating it on the show, is how many teams do you think that the Big 12 and ACC get? At the beginning of the season, I thought it was going to be three teams, and one league was going to get two, and then the other league was just going to get its winner. But, I mean, out of that grouping you're talking about, you're going to end up leaving a BYU out of it, maybe Clemson out of it, maybe Miami out of it, that maybe it's going to be two teams in the Big 12 and two teams in the ACC that end up making it. That means somebody from the Big Ten, maybe in Indiana, or somebody from the SEC is going to be left out in the cold.
Look, I'm going to be blunt here. Don't tell me that the Big 12 is a weak league when Indiana suddenly can go from downtrodden to contender in the Big Ten. You don't make a jump that would essentially mean if you're competing for the championship of the Big Ten, you're a national title contender. I don't buy that. I simply don't buy that they can go from being really bad to a national title contender in 1 year. I'm just saying maybe the upper middle of the Big Ten isn't as good as people want to think it is, and it's pretty comparable to the Big 12.
Tim, I do have to ask you one basketball question. I don't think a lot of people, their brain is sort of shifted over to that part of the college schedule, but college basketball starts on Monday. Like, we're going to see Monday Night Football with the Chiefs, and it's going to be Baylor against Gonzaga on the same night. How do you feel about K-State heading into the season? I know they missed the tournament last year. They had a great transfer portal, a great recruiting class. This feels like this is a bounce-back year for the Wildcats.
It does. You know, two interesting things is Jerome Tang noted that, you know, his first team, they didn't have all their players until October because Desi Hills came so late and did the short semester to be eligible. Last year, they didn't get them till mid to late August. The classes had started when they added their final pieces. Everyone on this roster was here in June. So these guys have been playing together all summer, bonding together as a team, and he feels like they're way ahead of his first two teams. But also, he feels like the depth on this team will guard against some of the things that happened last year. You had an unexpected situation with a player. Let's not get into that. An unexpected injury from another transfer you were counting on. And you really didn't have the troops to back you up. Now they do. They feel like all 13 guys on this scholarship roster can go ahead and play for them.
Tim, last question here. We've been kind of highlighting some underrated candies here. What's that candy for you? Not like a Snickers or a Twix. Those are very popular candies. Something like a, you know, Werther's Original or Peppermint. Give me your underrated candy.
I feel profiled that you picked the old people for me. I'm going to go with a shocking decision, but one I will buy about once or twice a year when I'm in a convenience store, a Zero Bar. I love them.
That is Tim Fitzgerald with Go Power Cat talking about the K-State Wildcats. Tim, I want you to know that I have jumped off the Missouri bandwagon. They have let me down too many times this year, and I have fully come over to the K-State Wildcats. I'm pulling for you guys to make the Big 12 championship and make the college football. So be sure you tell all your Wildcat supporters that information.
I will, and I'll be glad to be on anytime you want. But I got to tell you, what we've seen in football this year, we thought the NIL and the portal would make the rich richer. Nada. It has evened out the tables. And A lot of talent has been spread more evenly across college football, and it's a blast.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.